Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you, live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. We'll have Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com with us later in the program, and we will get into what has been a very busy week for the Tennessee Titans with him. And by the way, Mike Vrabel's coming to town this weekend, so we will get into all that with PK a little bit later in the show. We're talking about potential coaching searches and replacements and all those things for the Tennessee Titans. And Joe, there was a name that came up a couple of weeks ago with Charles Robinson that I asked him about because, again, not a shock that Brian Callahan was getting fired, and a name that is very popular with Titans fans right now, and that is Mike McCarthy, former head coach of the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys, who is out there, is available, is not currently affiliated, and has stated that he wants to continue to coach. So he is, I think, at least, particularly when you factor in that Chad Brinker is a part of the organization, there's a connection there. I don't know if that's a good connection or a bad connection. Like, I don't know what that means.
It might make it way less likely.
It may make it way less likely. I have no clue. But he's going to be on a lot of the lists that Titans fans are pointing to when it comes to potential head coaches. So I asked Charles Robinson about him a couple of weeks ago. You'll be stunned to know a lengthy answer from Charles, but we're going to play it here. Here's what Charles
verbose
had to say on the Mike McCarthy front.
I think he'll get another shot. I think Mike did a lot of great things, you know, for the Cowboys, which I was surprised by. I wasn't so sure about that hire. It felt like a retread to me, but I think he did a really good job leading the organization, given what the limitations are of the Cowboys, meaning the chaos, right? Just dealing with the BS, like the Jerry nonsense and all the stuff that really goes on with ownership in the front office. Mike was really, really good at just setting that to the side. And it was funny because Jerry times would come out and like criticize Mike's play calling or the scheme or whatever. And Mike was always very good about navigating that. I thought the players really, really responded to Mike and liked Mike. To bring in Dan Quinn shows you can operate with a lack of an ego when you're willing to, at least particularly defensively, bring in a guy of that nature who's been a head coach, who you're basically turning over the defense to entirely and saying, that's your world. Coaches who are particularly offensive-minded coaches who are willing to do that and just say, hey, look, I'm making you the executive of the defense, kind of like Kevin O'Connell did with Brian Flores in Minnesota. I think that I like those guys, you know, because it shows there's an element of egolessness with them. However, it's complicated offensively because, you know, he and Kellen Moore wasn't great. You know, it was when it came to play calling and kind of who had that responsibility, then ultimately that's how Brian Schottenheimer ended up being the offensive coordinator there when Mike and Kellen had to go their opposite ways and they shared the same agent. And the agent's like, let me work this out. I'll get, you know, Kellen will go his way. Mike, you'll be fine. We'll, you know, Brian Schottenheimer can come in. The one thing I will say, and Titans fans should pay attention to this, so far, and it really came out in the Green Bay game, Schottenheimer does kind of run a creative offense. And I didn't always see that with Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys. There were years there where you struggled to understand exactly what their identity was going to be. And Mike would always talk about running the football and want to be a run dominant team and really establish this. And then you would go through seasons and go, okay, well, are you really proving this right now? Because it doesn't feel like you're leaning into that consistently. I wouldn't have any problem with him being a candidate. I definitely would not. I just think that if Brian Callahan gets fired here, I want to know that they cast a wide net when it comes to hiring the next coach. And I personally believe you make that hire 100% with Cam Ward in mind. Like, you can't squander a number one overall pick quarterback. I think that's the kind of thing where if it happens, it sets you back a decade if you don't get it right.
So some interesting stuff there from Charles on Mike McCarthy. Now, McCarthy, Joe, as we've talked about, is not perfect. Like, he is not a perfect head coach. There were some pretty glaring clock mismanagement issues when he was in Dallas that were a problem. You heard it there from Charles. You know, towards the end with he and Kellen Moore, got a little spicy there. And his last year in Dallas, they finished 7-10 and he was out. Now, the 3 years before that, they're 12-5 every year. Now, they did not have the requisite postseason success after that. But 12-5 is pretty good. And frankly, right now, I mean, look, the Titans are so far away from 12-5 that that's hard to even fathom at the moment. I mean, he's kind of the anti-Brian Callahan from the standpoint of, if you're looking for experience, he's been a head coach of the NFL for 18 years. Like, he's 13 in Green Bay, 5 in Dallas. 288 regular season games, a record of 174, 112, and 2. That's a 608 winning percentage. So he's done a lot of winning. Now, he had Aaron Rodgers and prime Aaron Rodgers for his quarterback for a large portion of that. So you have to keep that in mind. So what do you make of McCarthy, who I believe is 61, 62 years old at this point? What do you make of him potentially being a name to watch for the Tennessee Titans?
I think he should be in the mix. I'm not. Some Titans fans seem to recoil at the mention of that name. I'm not there. I'm also not jumping with excitement about the idea, but I think it makes sense that he would be in the mix. So, yeah, I mentioned Gruden before and how long it's been since he won, but Gruden at least does have experience. Some of these people we're talking about have none. So that's the counter for the pro Gruden people or for pro McCarthy people is like, can I have someone who at least has demonstrated the ability to be a head coach in this league and do that job competently? And that's a totally understandable sentiment after the Brian Callahan era. Season and six games.
The speed bump.
Yeah, right. So that's why I in my mind it's just like the Titans are not going to go get like a Joe Brady, right? They're not going to go get someone like that. Like you mentioned, yeah, he calls plays, but still, like someone who has not been a CEO before. But again, some of those hires work out great.
Yeah.
I like the idea of someone with head coaching experience. Again, that's why. So Arthur Smith would fit that bill. You mentioned the McCarthy-Brinker link. I mean, someone in the YouTube chat's like, well, if he hires someone he knows, and then he's definitely fired next. Well, yeah. I mean, I think Brinker realistically would be in line for that if any whatever doesn't work out.
Yeah,
right? You would think.
If the next coaching hire doesn't go well, then Brinker's gone.
Like this, we think.
Yeah, I think. I mean, unless he's just got some sort of
berserker.
Yeah,
just has a grip.
Exactly. So, I mean, look, the one thing I'll say for McCarthy, too, is there are a lot of names that have been thrown out there that have previous head coaching experience, right? Matt Nagy has previous head coaching experience. You mentioned Arthur Smith. We mentioned Jim Schwartz. A lot of these guys, you know, previous head coaching experience. He's got good previous head coaching experience. Yeah. Now, that doesn't. You know, what he did in 2010 and winning a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a whole lot to do with right now in 2025. The game's different, all those things. So I understand that. But, I mean, if you're looking for, like, if they're going for accomplishment here, you're not going to find too many that are better than McCarthy are realistically out there.
Right, right. Now, again, like Gruden also, by the way, has won a Super Bowl. So overall accomplishment, those two guys – way out in front of everybody. It's just that it's so long ago. What does that matter? Like, how much does that matter? You win a press conference more easily.
Yeah.
When you have something like that. But like you said, if it's that long ago, and especially again, in McCarthy's case as opposed to Gruden, who had Brad Johnson as his quarterback, but for McCarthy's case, it's like, yeah, it's pretty amazing that they only won one with Aaron Rodgers,
yeah,
right? More than,
for sure.
Wow, you won a Super Bowl. But still, you did it. You know what it takes to get it. You've gone through the process of taking a team there.
Well, by the way, he was good in Dallas. Like, he was not – like, he wasn't
– He also had – like, Dak was good before he got there, by
right.
the way. But yes, you're right.
Like, he was good in Dallas. You know, he wasn't – the postseason success did not follow in Dallas. Now, I mean, look, get in line with that place. When's the last time the Cowboys had postseason success? It was the mid-90s. So it's been a long time since they've been able to do that. So, again, like – look, I'm not sitting here saying that Mike McCarthy absolutely needs to be the number one target for the Titans. If you're asking me today, that's probably where I would start if I was the Titans. But I'm not convinced that needs to be the way that they go. I just think when you look at everything involved with him, it makes sense for him to be on the list. He's an accomplished guy. From everything I can tell, the players freaking love the guy. And I don't know how much that matters. Like, at the end of the day, can you coach or can you not? But it's not unimportant.
No.
Like, the players love Mike McCarthy.
It's a huge part of why Vrabel is successful. Jason in Manchester says, dreamers! Mike McCarthy will not come here. He's a fringe Hall of Fame coach who isn't going to risk a gold jacket coaching a team with unpredictable management. I don't know if you're – I mean,
I don't know if you're risking it.
Yeah, I don't know that you're risking it. I mean, I guess if you come
He's already accomplished one.
If you go 0-17, you make your record worse. But, again, with all these guys, as we've brought up, as other people keep bringing up, with all these guys – you also get into, okay, who else is open?
Yes.
And where in the pecking order are the Titans? And it's not going to be near the top.
Well, and that goes back to, you brought up Schwartz and Arthur Smith earlier. And I know there are some Titans fans that hear that, and then they're like, okay, well, I mean, Jim Schwartz was an okay head coach in Detroit, and Arthur Smith was a failed head coach in Atlanta. Like, why would we consider those guys? But I'm just telling you, like, the ownership is a problem here.
Yeah.
And people are paying attention to it around the league. And again, that doesn't mean that you can't find somebody to be your head coach. But I do think that people who have been here before and that know Amy and have worked with Amy, it's different. Like, they understand what she's like, how to navigate the situation, and it doesn't mean that they're the right hire. But I'm just telling you, like, I'm not going to be surprised when and if one or both of Arthur Smith and Jim Schwartz get an interview in this process.
No, and that's fine. Now, I actually heard the Stillbelly on my favorite show, Stilly and Polly, talking about, maybe that's an advantage, like, for Arthur Smith, because he know, like you said. I would also say, though, when Arthur Smith was here, things were going great. Amy's at the tailgate, woo-hoo! And it was, it's not, he didn't live through, like, the hell of the last few years of everybody like, hey, am I fired? It's like looking in your locker, like, during cut day, do I have a little pink thing in my locker or not? Am I fired? He was here during the good times when she was all out in front and yeah, baby. So, I think there's a limitation to that experience probably.
Right. Now, I mean, he was here for the bad times too, but it was before she really got involved, right? Like, he was.
Well, that's true.
Right. But yeah. It was, but she came
not
in.
Not the Amy bad
as
times.
She came in as the, the face of this, and things started to get better.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
So she hasn't been here through, or he hasn't been here the last part of this. Yeah. It's a very interesting situation.
The reign of terror has missed.
615-737-1025, our phone number. What would you make of Mike McCarthy as the coach of the Tennessee Titans? Is that something that Titans fans would be excited about? We'll take your thoughts on that. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joe Rex Road in charge of the text line today, baby. And I'm loving it. More Rex Rhodes in charge of the text line, the better we all are.
Well, this also diverts my attention away from the YouTube chat, which is also rocking today. It's just a lot going on. Keith says, can we please hire a coach who's going to be the head coach and an OC? He'll be the OC? Enough of these blended, confusing roles. I could see the Titans saying, we're going to make the DC the OC and the OC the DC. It's the future.
Well, somebody's tried that.
Good stuff, Keith.
Yeah, Belichick tried that.
Yeah, that's right. Belichick
didn't work.
Matt Patricia. How about you?
Darling of college football right now, by the way. Patricia.
Yeah, I know. He's such a genius. How is he so smart? Amazing. A 5-star at every position. It's incredible. No, I mean, obviously he's doing a fine job. But again, Penn State. James Franklin, like, oh my God, I got to steal away there, D corner. Jim Knowles is a genius. Let's pay him $3.1 million a year over 3 years. A genius.
Yeah.
And then Nico and UCLA put 47 on him, and it's like, wow.
By the way,
what happened there?
Let the record show, I want no part of James Franklin as the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever going to be an NFL guy. I don't.
No.
Now, you and I would probably disagree. We talked a little bit about this, just a quick side topic, but I think he can still be a good college. I think there's a lot of college programs that should want him, but again, it kind of depends on what you are. Florida, I don't blame you for not wanting him because you still think you can win national championships. But like Arkansas?
Yeah, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't blame Arkansas for hiring. I'm just saying, like, he's not winning a championship.
Yeah.
At Arkansas.
You wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Remember, Andy Reid. That guy can't figure out how to freaking count to 10.
Can you imagine James Franklin and Coach Cal at the same place? Just the unlikability factor that would just skyrocket through the roof.
The BS meter.
Neither one of them call the hogs. I mean, James Franklin might call the hogs. Cal hasn't done it yet.
That's ridiculous. That's so ridiculous. I don't know. Yeah, it should absolutely be a job requirement. A lot of positivity for, by the way, just overall for McCarthy.
Yeah,
it's more than I thought. There's not a lot of like, oh my God, hell no.
From what I've seen from Titans fans, I think if they hired Mike McCarthy, it would be overwhelmingly positive, a reaction. Now look, the guy you just fired went 4-19, so I don't think it's necessarily going to be hard to win the press conference here for the Titans when they hire somebody. I mean, look, Brian Callahan won the press conference, and then
they didn't win a game
after that. So like, it's
Vrabel actually lost his first few press conferences. Like, hey, why are you standing over there? We should do Vrabel's greatest hits this week. Don't stand to my left. I don't like it.
I do at some point this week need to revisit the Trey Avery. Like, just to get to it one more time.
Hey, Ian, I know that, you know, we just abuse you, but like, still, it's got to be better than working with Stilly. Maybe you could do like a collage of Vrabel this week.
I'll see what I can do.
I'll see if I can.
Hey, how about an omelet, maybe? Yeah. I know. I'm an a-hole. Sorry.
Well, sure, we can find some good ones in here. Got a few days to work on it.
You do. Yeah, like,
get that real fast, huh?
McCarthy is not a perfect coach, but he is a good coach. Like, he has demonstrated to be a good coach. And frankly, right now, like, having an adult in charge somewhere in there. Like, the one thing that I'll also say about McCarthy, in addition to the players loving him, like, he will establish the culture. Like, that word that we use way too much in sports. Like, the Titans need some of that, right?
Yeah, standards.
Like, right now, the Titans are a complete rudderless ship.
Yeah.
Right? And bringing in an actual adult to help change that is not a bad thing. So, again, like, I'm not saying, as we sit here today on October 15th for a coaching search that's not going to take place for another 3 months. Like, I'm not sitting here today saying it has to be Mike McCarthy. But there are a lot of things about McCarthy that make sense when you think about it as related to the Titans.
Yeah.
And then it comes down to, if you're him, are you looking at this situation and being like, yeah, no thanks. I'm not doing that.
Right. It seems like he wants back in. But, like, with anyone we talk about, then you have to get to, okay, what's available? And there are I can't say that every single open job is going to be more attractive than the Titans job, because I think the Cam Ward factor is what it is. If you're Mike McCarthy, I don't know. If you listen to some of the stat people around the NFL, which is a great example, some of these people who are all about just – I'm sorry to Brian Summers and some of you folks, but like, all about the – like, Cam Ward is like the worst prospect we've ever – like, I don't think that's true. Now, the numbers are terrible, but – I think that Cam Ward has talent. Does Mike McCarthy think so? Does Coach X think so?
Yeah.
That could, you know, lift the Titans higher in the pecking order. But,
well,
I that's the ultimate question for all these candidates. What do you think about Cam Ward? Well, can you win and make him a great quarterback?
And the bottom line, it doesn't really, like, even if you – it doesn't matter what you think right now. Like, he has to at some point this year play better than he's played. Because if he doesn't, then you can think it all you want. But, like, there's no – like, if it doesn't get better than it's been so far with Ward, I'm telling you, the conversations that we're going to be having at the end of the year are not going to be comfortable. Like, it's not. So, I mean, that's going to affect the coaching search, too. He has to, at some point along the way here, play better. And then that leads into maybe the – I mean, that's the biggest selling point of your franchise right now. And right now, it's not very good.
Right. Like, this front office already had their entire futures tied to Cam Ward being good. Now this coaching search that has been thrust upon them also has something to do with how he plays the rest of the year,
yes,
for sure.
There's no doubt. And that's not even factoring in, you know, the Amy stuff. And, you know, we're going to have Charles on tomorrow, and I'm really interested to get his thoughts on all this. But I was listening to the Inside Coverage podcast that he does on Yahoo Sports, and they were just talking about a coaching search and like, how attractive is the Titans job? And, you know, one thing Charles said was, like, there's three pillars you look at the organization. There's the quarterback, there's the general manager, and there's the owner. And it's like, well, you're probably going to find a lot of coaches that feel good about Borgonzi, right? They're like, you know, Borgonzi, fine. The power structure with Brinker's weird, but feel good about Borgonzi. Ward, we'll see. Like, maybe you get to the end of the year and you feel okay about Ward moving forward. His point, and I think the point we all share here, is it's going to be real hard to feel good about the ownership part of that. Like, that's the most important pillar there is, and it's going to be really difficult to feel good about that if you're a coaching candidate out there.
Yeah, like, go back to Brian Callahan when for people, Adam in Portland, who don't remember, was the bell of the ball 2 years ago. Or he was up there anyway. You compare, he you know, the Titans wouldn't let him leave, right? They wouldn't let him leave and go out to Carolina, whatever. But at that point, you probably compare the ownership, and I don't think anybody would put anyone below David Tepper. So at least at that point, too, he's kind of like not had public outbursts lately and stuff like that, so it's been a little more quiet. You could make the case, certainly, that like Bryce Young would have been a more attractive quarterback to go coach than Will Levis, right?
Yeah.
I understand it hasn't been great for Bryce Young, but that's, like, I'm just saying – that may have been an ownership, like, well, lesser of two evils kind of thing there. I think at this point with the Titans, it's going to be hard to look at an ownership situation and be more wary of any other one than this ownership situation.
We will have a discussion on the Borgonzi part of this coming up next. 615-737-1025. Our phone number, Paul Kuharski, will be with us later in the program. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar. Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com with us on the program. PK, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to be here. Good to see you.
Busy
Joe,
week for you.
Joe, I hope you're well, good and rested.
Yeah, had a good week at the beach and had a great day yesterday listening to Stilly and Pauly.
No gout flare-up? Really? No gout flare-up to speak of this week, by the way, coming
no,
off the beach vacation.
No, and I snuck in. I avoided shellfish. I didn't even totally avoid red meat. I had some bacon in the morning with some bacon and egg sandwiches. I did sneak in a few beers here and there.
Likes to tempt fate.
I was fine.
Look, it's a football show on the 440 Network, and it's my show.
You don't get top billing. I don't care.
It's my show.
You don't get top billing.
He guessed it on my show that I do with Braden Gall. It's Braden Gall and I's show.
He was a guest. He was running the show when I listened. He was telling you what to do.
Yeah, well, the guy who runs the show is setting up the talent.
He's just, okay, that's what I do for you.
Yeah, it's the Paulie and Stilly show.
No.
Not same flow.
It doesn't work. I'm sorry.
Not the same flow. Yeah,
but someone said.
I mean, who made Joe Rexroad the official namer of media
entities? This is my idea. This is all my idea.
It's your idea for us to be on there together?
Absolutely. Robbie.
This goes back years.
I mean, I've been screaming for this for years. But as someone on the text line pointed out, it's actually, we could also call it Mr. Ivy League and Baloney Head. That is an alternative title.
It is an alternative.
I mean, he was like a normal radio guy yesterday.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed.
Engaged in a conversation with no conspiracy theories. Is it nothing preposterous?
Just give it some time.
I just kept waiting. I'm like, all right, he's saving it for the end. And then nothing came.
He did say a lot of farting swear words, though.
He did. Boy. Do you know where Amy Adams Strunk is right this moment?
You know, when he said at her home, a lot of people presume Texas. She has a home here.
That's true.
I did kind of want to say, which one? Which home? Has she flown home or driven home?
Give me the coordinates. And how did he know that she wasn't like on a fox hunt? Like, how did he really know? Or was it
was
like
dark.
Out at
it
a
was
function?
I could have been the at a same function. Thing. Well, she could have been on her horse at home.
I think my favorite part
then
was
at home. You could do a lot of things at home.
I mean, does that just mean the entire greater Houston?
Yeah. Waller is the town.
And my favorite part of it was the. What do you mean?
Yeah,
what do you mean? What do I mean? Yeah. I mean, where is she? It's a very
it
simple
was a
question.
Pretty clear question. I thought
he seemed to grapple a little bit with English during that presser with a lot of what?
He
what do you mean by that?
He
huh?
did a lot of buying time.
Yeah.
Like TD asked, you know, who's doing the coaching search, and he needed three clarifications of that. Well, I think he was buying time in order to say we are.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Collaboration.
Hey, look,
we
can't complain too much. You know, they didn't send out Nick Holtz to talk about the firing of Brian Callahan, which is kind of systematically how they've been operating.
They fired my friend, which is fine.
The powers.
Still not called plays.
Talked about.
Still not the head coach.
The firing.
It's all good. The entire organization is crumbling before my eyes, which is fine.
Yeah, I'll be gone soon.
So, Joe, there was a point you wanted to make on the Borgonzi part of all of this.
Well, one thing I did find this curious, and I want your opinion, PK, because I know you're you know, Mike Berganza should have all the power. You're a big Berganza.
He's
he
the must best be giving guy
you,
over there.
He must be giving you great information.
No, he's the best guy over there.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, you know I like to troll you on that stuff. But seriously, I must say, I take issue with him. And I know that he was nodding off and like, please don't make me talk. And Chad's like, Mike, jump in here.
Mike, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah. No, I'm good.
But like he said that he had no knowledge of like these Simmons comments and stuff. And I got to say, Paul, if you're the general manager of a football team, I'm not saying you scour every post-game comment from all your players, but like you should know when something like that is said a day later.
I think
Am I wrong?
I think it's a good way for him to avoid the question in his mind.
So just BSing. He was lying. Are you saying this guy that you want to be in charge of the franchise was lying?
I think it's more likely that he was playing with the truth than that he didn't
playing
know,
with the truth.
Didn't know the comments.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Though I do.
Why lie there? Just say, I heard that, and that's troubling?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I do get the sense that he is really a film studier deep in personnel. But, yeah, I mean, he's got to know that. And you're right. I mean, he should have said, yeah, that's troubling, and that's something that we're going to make sure doesn't happen.
So you don't think there's any chance that he actually didn't know?
He was too busy going back and trying to go back in time and not take the job. That's what he was doing. He's like, oh God, what have I done? That's what his face told me in the whole press conference. My goodness.
Does anyone have a DeLorean? I need a DeLorean.
If he's being honest there and he doesn't know, that's bad. That he wouldn't know that. And
so do you want to change your stance that he should be in charge of the entire thing?
On that same day,
mayor of Nashville.
On that same day, Mike Silver's article came out that spelled out that Simmons had an exchange with Latham. Look, I'm not saying Borgonzi is, you know, tremendous. I'm saying out of the people over there, who do you trust the most? And I have no shame in saying I absolutely trust Borgonzi the most.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I understand it's a small sample size, but you're giving me those choices. I'm drafting him first.
Yeah, I mean, I would totally agree with that. Let's head to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
I know you're taking Bryce Wasserman.
Family ties. Those matter. Blood thicker in the water.
Let's welcome in Nate to the program. Nate, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
What's up, guys? I just had a thought. We all know that once a GM is fired, they're never used again. Post Robinson, if Borgonzi is the next one to go because Chad Brinker has a grasp on Amy for some reason, could that potentially open the league's eyes more to that it's more of an ownership issue than a general manager issue, and that Borgonzi could get another shot at it somewhere else because of how dysfunctional the ownership is?
Yeah, but I don't think Borgonzi is going to be next. But you raise an interesting...
We're already planning Borgonzi's next job over here.
You raise an interesting issue. I do think I do think there is a scenario where the league... tries to involve itself here. But I don't think that's necessarily a great thing. I mean, the league involved itself with the New York Giants and gave the New York Giants George Young, which was saved the franchise and led them to two Super Bowls and was fantastic. But we also think the league involved itself with Rand Carthon and screwed the Titans and set them back 2 years. So I wouldn't be anxious for the league to tell me what to do. And I think the Titans are generally pushovers when it comes to league involvement. And it's beyond time. Now,
by the way, is why John Gruden is not coming here, by the way.
Who do you trust more? Yeah. And somebody pointed this out. I wish I could remember who to give proper credit. Adolfo Birch, you know, came from the legal end of the league. And he's in the power structure of this team. So that makes John Gruden and Brian Flores both less likely. I don't think Gruden is, anywhere near. His last playoff game was 2002. I think Jeff Fisher won one since then. And, you know, it's a celebrity hire, this desperation for him. Flores, I think, might be a good second chance coach. Saleh also from San Francisco now.
Sail away? Robert Saleh?
Yeah. Sorry.
Sail away with me.
Okay. But I don't think the Titans are going to go with guys that are in legal issues with the NFL, which Stilley pressed hard yesterday, and I agree.
Are they going to do the thing that teams do?
Albert Breer said that, by the way, with Stilley yesterday.
Said
that he thinks they'd stay away from guys with legal stuff.
Yeah. Are they going to do the things that teams do, which is whatever the last guy is who failed, we're going to zig here, zag here, back to a Vrabel-like guy.
How about this? Instead of, you know, extremely nice and tepid versus, you know, hot and aggressive, how about you find, like, just a normal middle-of-the-road kind of personality instead of bouncing between extremes? That would be my proposal.
Lukewarm. So Vrabel's hot, but you're looking for lukewarm. That's what you're telling us?
I'm not looking for lukewarm. I'm looking for, like, a normal guy. Is the league built entirely on extremes?
Who? Is
every coach? Is Kevin O'Connell one of those two extremes?
I mean, he seems just like Callahan. It's just, he's just good.
Yeah.
Right?
Like
a nice guy. Great with the media, and he's good.
I don't have a coach yet, but I am interested in researching somebody like Mike Minter.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Somebody like that. But again, it's dangerous to bring in somebody that. The thing is, we want a guy with head coaching experience, right?
Right.
But start going through the guys with head coaching experience, and they're all very flawed. Cliff Kingsbury failed as a head coach at two levels. What makes you think that he's going to be a better head coach? He's a very good coordinator. He's proven that. Do you want a coordinator as your head coach, or do you want a head coach? They need to find a head coach.
And by the way, some people
can hire good coordinators.
Some people are just good coordinators, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that you have to automatically graduate to being a head coach one day.
Right, like your guy Herndon wants the Saleh McDaniel thing. McDaniel will be someone's OC because he's good as an OC.
Yes.
But I don't think he's going to get a head coaching job.
No, he's definitely not.
Right.
I mean, if he did, it would be a while before he was recycled. Arthur Smith, you know, I think is a really good guy. I don't know if he's a good head coach. He'd have to come in and do a lot of explaining about what went wrong in Atlanta and how he could change that. And he has more of a relationship with Amy, I'm certain, than Jim Schwartz does. Though I would imagine that she would put them both on her list. I want her to be uninvolved. I wrote this. I want her to come in, meet Borgonzi's candidate for coffee.
Why are you stalking her then? Trying to find her.
For coffee. I don't want to find her. I want her to stay.
Where are you?
Whichever home she's at, I want her to stay there while the coaching search is
conducted. That's why you asked the question?
Then come in.
Can she lock the door of whatever room she's in?
Come in, shake the hand, you know, give a half hour thumbs up, and then go back home and stay. Retracted to wherever she is. Look, just a quick thing on the Amy thing. I'm not going to apologize. I like to talk to decision makers.
You shouldn't apologize.
And she's the number one decision maker.
Don't infringe on my rant.
And I want to talk to decision maker. And this city should want to hear from the decision maker who's getting $1 billion from the city and state combined for her new stadium and putting a bleep project.
I'll address this.
Good catch. On the
field. My God, you just said shit.
Shit.
Holy shit.
I've been podcasting a lot.
Ian's in there like, what are you guys trying to do to me?
The record show, I'm not participating in this. We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment. Let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
You can ask me anything you want to ask me, Joe, but...
Come on in, PK. Maybe Jordan and I can both beat the crap out of you.
We're going to go out there. We're going to fart.
Why the fart? Were they booing me?
Vrabel leaving the field here stained in blood.
Fart ye, I won't do what you tell me.
This is all bullcrap, is what this is.
I want to get the draft picks. You made us take the quarterback.
And if I go down, you're going to break my fall.
Come in here and kick Vrabel's ass real quick.
Joe liked that one. It was a layup, Joe.
Everybody's an idiot.
Hey,
Oh, yeah, Smash Mouth. Awesome. Rex Rant brought to you by Functional Medicine of Tennessee. Rise up to better health. Check them out at functionalmedicineoftennessee.net.
I love the Ted Kennedy in there. I swam to shore.
You are.
She was nowhere to be found.
The quarterback.
I didn't know what to do, so I took a nap.
The quarterback was your idea. It was not my idea. I did not want to take the quarterback. Really bad idea by me to take this job.
Is that
in Tennessee?
Is that Borgonza D?
Kansas City, welcome me back.
That was an amazing mashup there. What was, you know, the Vrabel one where he's like, yeah, Joe liked that one. He was ripping you, right? But what was it for? Do you remember?
No, come on.
Do you think I cataloged? It would be like a year project. I need an intern to catalog all of the
Ian, you're our guy. Ian, you're our guy.
A couple of days, a year project. I'll get it done
real quick. Yeah. No problem, man. I had a
text exchange with him the other day. And then we're having a conference call with him today.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to set him up to smash someone. And he was like, I'm not going to go after anyone. But I was giving him like bullet points to go after somebody else on the conference call, which probably means he'll crush me today.
Wait. So you're trying to set him up to crush another Titans media member?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to tell us who.
The list is obvious.
I could see this going a lot of ways, actually.
Yeah, I mean, there's a long list.
You can't say that and then not name names.
Off the air.
We'll discuss
we'll
it.
We'll have a good discussion.
Well, by the way,
Does Trey Avery come up this week at any point? Come up today?
By the way,
Zach Cunningham came up.
So, I'm going to say this because Vrabel said this, because I'm not worried about whatever the hell you have going on. I texted Vrabel jokingly, like, when he's going to come on our show. He's like, the only thing I'm doing this week is Caharsey's podcast.
Well,
he would not come on the Robbie and Rex Road program.
I negotiated very hard to go up there. I was trying to go up there.
So you didn't?
No, he ultimately said no.
Oh, what? Okay. So I thought it actually was happening.
Real.
Yeah. Well, I sent him I did a laughing, crying emoji back to him. Like, oh, yeah, sure. And then it was like, real?
Just dropped off.
Is this real?
He likes to just drop
he
off.
He just leaves you hanging?
Yeah, you don't know when the text chain is finished until 20 minutes later when he hasn't responded to the last thing. And then you're like, oh, we were done.
But you know what's disappointing is that he might actually think that I was trying to get him on the show. I don't want him on this show. I was just joking.
I'm going
to
text him before
the conference. Stay the hell away from our show, Vrabel.
I'm going to text him and have him say, where's Joe? during the
Yeah, there you go.
Where Joe is.
Yeah.
He did a great thing with it. He brought back one of his great hits on the Is It Important or Is It
Interesting? That was good. I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Good rant, Joe, by the way.
Yeah,
I know this rant's great. All right, so look, this is my rant is this. I think that Titans Twitter might be as dumb as Preds Facebook.
Oh, it's worse.
Well, but Preds,
not knowing Preds Facebook at all.
Preds Facebook is like, we need Wayne Gretzky. I mean, it's like, it's bad. Like, they know like three hockey players.
Is Mike Fisher going to get in the Hall of Fame? When are they retiring David Lequan's jersey?
I mean, it's
he
bad.
Was here for a long time and was a slightly above average hockey player.
But I got to say, Titans Twitter lately, and a lot of it has to do with your thing with Amy, it's disappointing, okay? So I got this. I found this. I hate the For You thing, you know? The For You thing can
be a real problem. I mean, you get stuck on that, and you go, oh, I got to get in this other
I
got to
get on the following. Right, so someone tweeted out like some clips. Mike Silver had a good story. You know, for people who don't know, Mike Silver came here to do a story on Cam Ward.
Yes.
This is how dysfunctional the Titans are. Like, yeah, come on now, do a story on Cam Ward. Great. And then it's like.
Spent time with Callahan, doubtlessly.
Right, but then it's like, then 2 days later, they fire the coach. It's like, well, the story just changed.
Yeah.
So he got some good stuff. And, you know, the stuff about, you know, the Raiders guy ripping the Titans and then the stuff with Simmons in the practice. So this Cameron Simler on Twitter says, how does the Titans local media not get scoops like this? Which, of course, is already triggering for me. I mean, it's just like this guy came, did a good story, got a couple nuggets, and it's like, so like the comments.
How does Mike Silver not get that Femi Oladejo has a leg fracture?
Yeah. You got that, yeah? Yeah, I know. It's like.
Nothing you do.
Counts. I'm defending you here. It's insane. Let's see. I mean, let me. Okay, here we go.
Or that Bill Callahan is out. How did he not get that?
Yeah, I'm defending you, man. Like, though, yeah, that's actually stuff that you're trying to find out when you cover a beat. Whereas, again, good story by Silver, but it's like, so let's see, Barney and Friends, too busy wondering where the owner is hanging out. Like, I am a Mander fan, they suck. Riley, they're too busy complaining about literally anything, arguing amongst each other. I mean, there were some really good ones here that I'm not coming across. Let's see. They do. They just chose not to report it in fear the team will pull their credentials.
That's my favorite.
That's ridiculous. The team has never pulled the credential. I've been with the team since 1996. They've never pulled the credential.
Too busy being mad. Because you guys are too soft? Too busy being mad. The owner won't talk to them. LOL. They're too busy complaining about press conferences. Too busy complaining about nonsense. But yeah, you go through. I do like this one. Hold on, I gotta find this one.
So dumb.
Paul Poot. What is it? Paul. We have Paul Kraparski and Jarrett Stuhlman.
Yeah, to group us together is hysterical because Stuhlman at 7:30 p.m. is too busy watching TV to come out to the press.
Stuhlman's a new one. We've never actually
done
that.
That's a good one, Stuhlman.
But again, I've already like yelled about this, but like I can't understand any of you who don't have any desire like for the owner of the team to be accountable. I just like that. There were other comments in that thread, and I've seen it everywhere where Titans fans are pissed about like, why are you asking about the owner? And I understand if people hate you personally, that's fine, understandable, admirable even, but like. Like, how are people mad about you asking that question? It really is mind-boggling.
Also, just for accuracy's sake, when Mike Silver or somebody of his ilk comes to town, do you know where he goes to, like, get the lay of the land before he starts having his conversation?
You.
Yeah, local reporters.
In the press room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where he's got people that he's known over the years. His network is great sources around the league and the beat guys around the league.
Yeah.
Let's quickly head to our phone line. Welcome in Ed in New Jersey to the program. Ed, good morning. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to challenge the idea that this isn't an attractive job because didn't we have this same conversation last year about the GM search? You know, we wound up with a leading candidate from a great organization, and we also wound up with about 6 or 18 other GMs in that building as well. So, I mean, an NFL head coaching job is attractive to a lot of people. And I think it's way blown out of proportion of how attractive it is, this organization and what they're getting into, maybe for selected candidates. But we've had this conversation before, and I don't know. I just think it's way overblown. I want to get your thoughts on it.
Well, here's where I am on it. And I've said that for a long time. I've agreed with the caller for a long, long time. But they've now fired 4 people in 4 years.
Yep.
And I think it's a great job if you're a guy that wants to work briefly and collect checks for a long time.
Butch.
If that's what you aspire to, it's terrific. But if you want guaranteed longevity where you're going to get a chance for a long-term project, which it's going to be to take things over, I think you're thinking, if I've got an alternative to this, the alternative is probably better.
Yeah.
You have to believe completely in Cam Ward, who is drifting on virtually every play from a good pocket to behind the guard, falling backwards while he throws, and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and in Amy Adams Strunk being patient.
We will get into more of that coming up next. Lots more coming with Kuharsi. A lot of things to get into on the Brian Callahan front. By the way, Vrabel's coming to town this week too, so we'll get into all that. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.